to torture your eardrums with this wonderful vertigo of pleasure. You wonderful misfits, you miscreants, you derelicts and deplorables. I'm Johnny Bad. Welcome to the Grizzly Show Podcast. Here there is no religion. Here there are no politics. Only good music, good friends, bullshit, and beer. You know, tonight we got a new episode for you, and we're trying out something a little bit different. So welcome to the campfire, kiddos. This is what we do when we ain't making music, playing shows, or recording podcasts. We sit down with our buddies, relax around a hot fire, some cold drinks, tell some jokes, and pull some stupid stunts. It's how we unwind, and we wanted to bring you in for that. So with that done, let me introduce you to the most epic, the most talented, the bearded sensation, Mr. Chad Grizzly. What's up, Chad?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. Just hanging out here, excited for this, man.
Hell yeah, it's a little bit different. We just get to sit here and drink some beers and watch some YouTube shit that was ridiculous.
Yeah, so we got no guests tonight.
Yeah, no guests.
That takes a little bit of the stress off of us. We figured, you know what, we actually kind of just wanted to hang out, chill, have some drinks, and just bullshit.
Yeah. See how this fucking goes. I mean, you know, I'm generally a very mouthy son of a gun, and it depends on how it all goes down, you know?
Well, we got full packs of cigarettes and lots of booze hanging
around.
There's also a loaded handgun right next to me, too, so.
And I don't know if this is loaded over here, but
yeah, it's a loaded rifle.
There's a rifle next to me.
There's a rifle in my guitar rack.
Yeah, it's actually quite disconcerting when you walk through the front door and you see a rifle is the first thing you see when you walk in.
I've had people walk in here, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. This old man walked in here. No, I'm like sitting here playing video games in my boxers, and this old man in a Hawaiian shirt, and I'm talking like, you know, 60, 65, in a Hawaiian shirt and a small chihuahua, just walks right in the front door.
Was he sure if this was his house or?
No, it's like I got up and I had a gun in hand, and I was like, what are you doing in my house? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, grab your dog and get the fuck out.
Was he like trying to sell you pecans or what?
No, he thought he was going to somebody else's house, and
apparently it's allowed to just walk in their house and not knock on the door, no preface.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, I generally leave my doors unlocked because I live in a, well, you know what? That's probably a really bad idea, but I just leave my doors unlocked. I come from a small town where everybody leaves their doors unlocked.
So right.
Now I live, you know, in a moderately decent area where two streets over it's Crack Houseville.
Yeah, well,
so
you know,
maybe I should lock my doors, but.
You should, technically, because, yeah, you definitely should. On the way here, I was, speaking of trashy, I was at the light on Nass Road 1, and right next to me was this girl. And oddly enough, when I looked over, I was like, I bet she's a stripper. Like, I don't know, like something about her, like she had that very like stripper-esque, like, style, I don't know, like, you know,
or like she's only wearing.
I could smell the champagne strawberry perfume that she had on.
Only wearing her juicy shorts, until she gets to the club.
Yeah, and she just has a handful of glitter at all times. Yeah. No, but as she passes me, you know, again, this was like going through my brain that like,
I know it's kind of like a gaydar.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you have this
heterosexual guys
instantaneous
strippers.
Judgment. You know, like you're clearly a stripper.
Yeah.
Anyway, as she passes me, I look on the back of her, she had this like SUV, and it was this huge sticker that looked like Tap Out, but it said Tap Dat is what it said.
Wow,
and I was like,
classy.
What a hooker. I was like, oh my God, wow, someone has some daddy issues. Why don't you just put I'm easy on the back of your car?
I'm
like,
going to say you probably knocked down her job description
pretty well. Like I said, I totally just guessed
it. I'm non-judgmental, and I don't like to point fingers and such, but.
I'm judgmental.
I'm
going to
judge
hell.
The shit out of that one.
Yeah. Hell, man. I get myself up on stage. I'm being judged. I can judge just the same. So we were sitting here before we got started. Actually, this is what prompted us to get started. We're watching this this YouTube video of this South African group. And I'm sure most of our listeners have probably by this point heard of these people.
I'm going to say most of our listeners have not heard of them.
It's possible. Die Antwoord.
Is that how you say that?
I guess. It's D-I-E-A-N-T-W-O-O-R-D. Die Antwoord.
Where are you reading? From the little top tab.
I don't know. If you look up that, you'll be able to find it. And it's if you've ever seen the movie Gummo, which apparently Johnny has not.
I don't know what that is.
Gummo is a movie that came out a few years ago. It was an indie film done by the guy that did Kids.
Remember shit.
Kids? Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, dude, I love Kids.
And
how did I not know this, dude? I love indie films.
Oh, man. And this one is, there. Okay, up in, I guess it's Iowa. Yeah, Iowa. And there was a particular summer in, I want to say the mid-80s, that they were just ravished by...
potato famine?
by potato famine. No, by tornadoes. And so this whole town is just like, it looks like everybody just moved in. Like there's boxes and just trash, and there was like this rampant like cat infestation, you
know?
Okay,
wait. So it got devastated and that's when it's, yeah, the well, video is? Or
it's, yeah, like it's all after, the new it's stuff like, it's afterwards, you know? And it's like, you know, the town is still trying to kind of like build back up. They just kept getting hit by these tornadoes. So everything was just in completely disheveled, you know?
Wait, what? How's this spelled?
It's Gummo, G-U-M-O.
G-U-M-O.
Or G-U-M-M-O, maybe.
Okay, because yeah. I immediately thought G-U-M-B-O.
No, not Gumbo. No, that's Gumbo.
I'm
totally different.
I'm hungry.
Fair enough. But no, and it's like basically everything that you can imagine of inbred white trash.
Oh, great.
This is that
great
movie. It is, honestly, like just like Kids did, like it had this like... yucky,
super gritty,
yeah, really yucky feeling by the whole thing.
I remember, I mean, like, watching Kids and feeling like you could just scrape the dirt off.
Yeah,
your
there was two particular
that
scenes.
Casper motherfucker.
Yeah,
oh,
there's two scenes in this movie that I have to mention in this, and it's
no spoilers.
What? There's no spoilers. This is all middle of the show. This, fuck
you.
Giving
you a hard time.
This fucking movie's like 10 years old. So.
I haven't seen The Godfather either. No spoilers.
Yeah, whose problem?
I'm just kidding.
Is that? But no, so like there's two scenes. Like the one scene is you see this little kid that looks like the kid off Deliverance. Like no bullshit, looks like the kid off Deliverance. Like, you know, real moon faced, close eyes, you know, and he's sitting in a bathtub, and I guess the water has a lot of iron in it, so it's real rusty colored, and he's taking a bath. Ugh. And his mom comes in, and mind you, they have a mentally disabled sister that they pimp out.
Oh,
but that's
Jesus
a different
Christ.
Yeah, this is a different part of the story. But nonetheless, he's sitting in this bathtub and his mom comes in and brings him this big old plate of spaghetti. And this water is foul. I mean, it's just gross and brown. And again, it's probably just cuz there's a lot of iron in the water, but nonetheless. And he's eating while he's in the tub, and he like drops on his chest into the, you know, into the water, and he's like picking it up out of the water and eating.
Dude,
yeah.
If nobody's
turned... I'll put it this way, this movie has a scene with a midget, a retarded chick, and like two dudes trying to bang the retarded chick, and they're getting paid off this. It's terrible. So back to what I was saying, watching.
No, wait,
Diane
God damn it, I'm not done with that. Like, I feel like I just did something wrong by listening to the
exactly.
description of that movie.
You've got to see this movie. You've got to see it. Like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
It will.
Yeah,
it will change your whole perspective.
I'm absolutely gonna see
you,
it.
I will put it this way. Everything you think in your life that you've done wrong or bad, watching this movie will make you feel like a goddamn king.
Oh, man,
because
that's
it's
great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So it's almost like an antidepressant, but like over the counter.
Yeah, it's like getting on a city bus, dude. It's like you realize how fucking awesome your life is when you look at everybody else on the city bus.
Awesome.
You know, no offense like, for all you green folks out there that like just...
Instead of watching like Cool Hand Luke every other day like I do. No, I'm going to watch this.
Exactly, you have to. It's really good. But anyway, so we're sitting here watching this YouTube video of this band called Die Antwoord, and they're from South Africa, Zef. I don't know what Zef.
Well, I came across them via a Reddit thread, because I'm a Reddit addict. My name is
I don't
Sean.
Even know how to use it.
My name is Shawnee. I'm a Reddit addict.
I've been a Reddit addict for 9 years.
I've sucked dick for Reddit.
You don't know problems until
No, I've
you
actually
sucked
been
it.
Like, I'm driving like a you know, maybe like a $10 million tugboat about to dock.
And you've got Reddit on your phone.
I'm watching it. Like, I'm looking at Reddit while I'm trying to dock a ship.
Wow. Wow. These are the people that run your country, people.
Hey, and I'm one of the best of them.
That's good. And, so anyway, Diane.
But anyway, so found this video, this little GIF on this little thread on Reddit about Die Antwoord, and I was like, okay, let me check this out. And I was like, it was just like a little picture of the lead chick or the chick in the band. I was like, okay, she's kind of hot. Let me check this out.
Red-blooded American male reaction, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, hot chick, investigate. Thoroughly. So I was like, oh, this chick is in a band. Okay, let me look up the videos for the band. And I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I'm telling you,
I don't understand.
Now that when you watch Gummo, you will totally understand.
No, I just watch these videos, for songs like called Fatty Boom Boom and
I Think You're Freaky and I Like You.
Yeah, and I don't and I like I watched them and I was like, A, this music is terrible.
It's like techno. It's like weird techno house, like pew pew well, pew 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 pew.
Yeah, it's, pew, it's pew, fucking terrible.
The system and is down. Yeah, exactly. And, that kind of shit.
Diane Twerd, I gave you this light switch so you could throw lights, so you could turn the lights on and off. I'll throw light switch waves.
If anybody can, if any of our listeners can actually get that fucking reference, then by all means, I will give you
old on the
I'll give you a, I'll give you a shout out on the next show.
But I watched these and I was like, okay, I don't understand what this is, but I like to think of myself as a an open-minded and progressive individual, so let me do my research before I throw the old Caesar on it.
Right.
So went on to Wikipedia, because obviously...
that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's like the Bible of the internet.
Yeah, obviously that's where you go to find out, you know, facts.
Yeah.
And it's a type of music called Zeph, which is a South African wave of music that's... the Zeph was a car that came out in the 1980s that... in that particular area.
I'm being educated
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, middle class, lower middle class people. You had the you had the poor, the lower middle class, the upper middle class, and then the super high.
Right.
All
right,
so this car, the Zeph, dictated where you were in that in their caste system.
Right.
And
it's kind of like the Geo Metro.
Yeah, 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 very okay, much. Gotcha. Yeah, very much so. So it was like the working man, but with enough to be okay.
Right. No power windows, but a heater and a cold AC.
Yeah, yeah. And so that dictated, like, you were still, it's pretty much the blue collars. Yeah, it was their blue collars.
Right.
And so they've taken a hold of that and had this whole movement about it, and I don't understand it whatsoever. I mean, the dude from the band, like, gets quoted about a political conflict and... all this stuff about the political climate of the African or African and South African, you know, area, which I think the dude's a fucking joke.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, like I said, when you watch it, like, again, if you've seen the movie Gummo, you totally understand what I'm saying. But when you watch it, you see these, it's almost like they're just straight up street bums. I mean, this guy's got, like, the rapper guy, he's probably 6'5", at least. He's real
yeah, he
lanky.
He looks like he just got out of, like, a East Persian or East Russian cell block.
Yeah, he's got these. He's like these,
but less hard.
Like handmade tattoos that are all like very janky looking. And he's got.
Yeah,
like,
you would imagine it said like he got a tattoo that said like cheese.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and then he's got like this like fake gold grill, and then you've got this tiny little girl who's his counterpart with this super tiny voice, and she's like the. I don't know, like the high end of that frequency on the techno, you know,
like the dog, what, dogs here,
yeah,
because yeah. I cannot understand yeah. a single word.
Yeah,
saying.
And you
it's
can't
so
understand anything they're saying at all. But
it's so high pitched that it like I'm like one more frequency higher, my ears are bleeding.
Yeah, but she's got this crazy haircut, you know, she's like like super kooky looking. I mean, I don't know, she's sort of hot in my opinion, but. Johnny seems to think I'm weird for thinking so, but you got to look this up just so you can understand what we're saying. I'm sure a few of you out there have heard of Diane.
No, the only way I think that chick would be hot is you could cut her head off.
Well, that's a little brash.
Well, I'm a little brash about this.
you are holding a gun right now.
I am. I'm drinking whiskey and holding a gun and hating this music.
But anyway, so
it terrifies me though that I've always had this fear. That at some point in time, okay, let me give you a little background on it. I listened to a lot of music my parents hated.
Right.
You know, be it metal or hip-hop at the time, which would have been like a lot of Cypress Hill and House right. of Pain.
Tell me about your raver days. I've seen this picture.
Fuck you, dude. I'm so fucking mad. I'm going to punch Tyson in his stupid, stupid face.
Actually, in Tyson's defense, I haven't actually seen the picture. But
oh, but he showed it to Becky.
But my wife yeah. has seen it.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking kill him, motherfucker.
What'd your hair look like then?
It was a high and tight military cut.
Did you have your glow sticks in hand?
No, I was wearing camo.
Okay.
And a nice tie. And I was waving an American flag.
at a raving show. Is that what you do? You rave? Ravings?
No,
is that what
man, called? I went to a rave one time in my life. Okay, I like doing drugs back in the day.
Do you do drugs? Weird.
Oh, yeah. I was a huge fan of LSD.
Way back in the day, like last Tuesday or no?
No, shit. Like fucking 12 years ago. I haven't done drugs in like 12 right. years.
I don't want to incriminate you, brother.
No, I mean, like, trust me, I could if I would, but...
We all could and would.
Yeah. I haven't touched drugs in like fucking 12 years, but I was a huge advocate of LSD and mushrooms and...
Oh, God.
Did a way too much ecstasy and stuff.
Speaking of which...
And well, hold on. Just okay, saying, go ahead. My friends tricked me into... I still just listen to metal and good hip-hop, and my friends were ravers, mm-hmm. and they're like, well, hey, man, let's take a bunch of drugs. We'll go to this rave.
Drugs and
like,
loud music.
And I was like, man, I don't want to go to that shit. That shit's gay. And they were like, there's a lot of hot girls there.
Just make sure
drugs.
You bring your glow sticks, your glow sticks, though.
And I was like, all right, I'm down for hot girls. I went, and it was the most awkward thing in my life.
I was going to say obnoxious, but...
Oh, that too. I fucking hated every minute. It was the one and only rave I went to and went, I would leave here.
Was it local DJs or... What do they call rave guys that do music? Are they called DJs?
Yeah, I think they're called DJs.
Whatever.
I don't know. Mix artists.
Mixologists.
Yeah.
No, wait. Those are guys.
Those are
behind bars.
Those are the guys that respect.
Yeah, they're behind bars. Yeah. I mean, not like jail bars, but like where I like to live.
Yeah, where like give me alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. Alcoholic
the stuff I like now.
Yeah, but no, you're talking about drugs. Anybody that knows me, I'm not a huge. Not necessarily not an advocate, but I don't ever do drugs. I can count on one hand how many times I've smoked weed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've probably done more drugs than, well, I don't even,
you
like
can't
a
remember.
Lot more than you.
I've literally done a ton of drugs.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, so it's, I got to tell this story. Most of my friends have heard this story.
Not that I'm proud of my previous drug use.
I'm very proud of
it. It did make fun stories.
Yeah, exactly. But no, so it's Super Bowl Sunday, probably. Close to 10 years ago now. All I know is Patriots in there. Weird. Anyway, I come from this Super Bowl party, and I go over to a friend's house for like kind of an after party or whatever. And as soon as I walk in the door, everybody's like, hey, Chad, hey, what's going on? So I come in the door, you know, and they have this shot of Jack Daniels. And everybody knows I like whiskey, you know. And they're like,
yeah,
hey.
So far I don't see the drug thing
yeah,
in this.
Well, check this out. So I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, they've been waiting for me, you know? And so they're like, hey, we got you a shot. And I was like, okay, cool, you know? So I slammed down this shot. And everybody's like, oh. And I was like, what?
That's not good.
I was like, what? And they're like, dude. No, never mind. Forget it. Don't worry about it, you know?
Oh, no.
Like, and I'm
no,
like,
no, no,
okay,
no, no.
Cool, you know? Like, I'm already drunk as shit. Don't worry about this.
Really? So you didn't?
So I really did not give a shit. So
You didn't think where everybody goes, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay, well. After everybody's
that's like, I just stabbed this hooker. Yeah,
no big deal.
No, no big deal. Yeah, yeah, don't worry about it.
So we're sitting there for about 10 minutes or so, and one of the guys' brothers comes out of the bathroom. Apparently, he was in the bathroom, and that shot was for him. Well, I got to it before he did. So my buddy, not the one that came out of the bathroom, but my other buddy. I can't give any names because I don't want to incriminate anybody. But my buddy, who was holding the party, says, "Hey, man, we're gonna go do a beer run. Come with me." I was like, all right, cool, you know, and I'm already pretty fucked up. I'm already drunk as shit. I had just come from another party. So we get in the car, and he pulls out of the driveway, and he goes, hey, man. He was like, I'm going to tell you something. And he was like, by the time we get to the stop sign, you're going to want to punch me. He was like, but by the time we get back, you're going to love me. And I was like,
that's kind of intense.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, what the fuck are you about to tell me? You know, I'm like, I have no idea what he's about to tell me. And then he goes,
you fucked my girlfriend, but I saved your dad's life.
Exactly, yeah. And so he's like...
Wait a minute, that was backwards. I said that backwards.
Wait.
I think I said, you fucked my girlfriend, but I saved your dad's life. What I meant to say was, I fucked your girlfriend, but I saved your dad's life.
By the way, we're a little drunk. No, anyway. So we're driving down the road, and we're almost to the fucking stop sign, and he's like, dude, so that shot you took, he was like... we put ecstasy in it.
Yay.
And I was like, you motherfucker. I was like, I don't do drugs. Like, I was like, you know me. I was like, I don't do this kind of stuff. What am I supposed to do?
Wait, what kind of fucking asshole puts ecstasy in a shot of whiskey.
Thank you. He still feels guilty about it, by the way.
He should.
That's why I'm not giving names, because he doesn't listen to the podcast, I'm pretty sure. But nonetheless.
I don't even need to make him.
Yeah, right? And so anyway.
White guilt.
Yeah, so I'm like freaking out at this point, because I don't know what to expect. I've never done ecstasy at this point.
Oh, that is terrible.
So we go and get beer, and we only get a six-pack. There's like 15 fucking people at this place. So I'm like,
when you're on shitloads of drugs, you don't drink.
Exactly. So we come back.
They should have went and gotten a six-pack of orange juice or some exactly. shit.
So we come back. We got some
lollipops.
Yeah. Some chewing gum, yeah.
Yeah, we got some of those sticky hands
yeah.
out of like the 12-cent machine.
We got a big foam hat. So anyway, I walk back in and everybody's like looking at me like pretty much going, oh shit, like he's going to be pissed at us. And Gabe was like, I told, oh shit, you I can't. Just gave his name. Anyway, he told everybody.
So Greg.
Yeah, Greg, that's his name. He was like, I told him. And everybody was like, oh damn.
You cannot be pissed off on ecstasy.
Well, but that's the thing. So everybody was like, oh man, well, dude, you'll be fine like that. Everybody splits. Everybody goes home.
It left you alone?
And left me to my own devices.
That's way worse.
Way weak. It was like midnight. Okay? And this, by the way, and I don't know anything about drugs, but from what I understand, there's two types of ecstasy. There's one that's cut with heroin. There's one that's cut with cocaine.
Yeah, one's speedy, one's yeah. body.
So he gave me the speedy one. Of course.
Oh, shit. You just spent your whole day just jerking off.
Pretty much. And so I'm fucking high-stepping at this point. Like... High stepping around, like my jaw is just like locked, and I'm fucking grinding teeth, and nobody's awake. The house is dark, and I'm in his bedroom because he was sleeping in the other room because I was a guest. And
he didn't
like,
even stay up with you?
No, he didn't stay up.
What a dick!
I know, right? And so I'm in there, and he was like,
"Fuck
here,
Greg."
Yeah, he was like, "Here is the remote. Push power. Go to the satellite. Watch anything you want." So I'm like. Can't fucking focus on anything, like at all. Like, again, I'm fucking high stepping through the room, just pacing, you know?
I hate speedy stuff.
Yeah. And so I lay down, and he has this huge pillow that, like, the length of the bed, and it's like that fleece, you know, like kind of like that, the blanket that's on the table.
Oh, yeah. It's
like a fleece.
It's fucking fabric climaxing.
Yeah. And so it's super soft, and I'm like, man, this is beautiful. This is amazing. Like, I'm gonna make love to this. So now, Gabe, if you're listening, I just gave your name away. If you're listening, just so you know, I made love to your pillow and didn't tell you about it. So if it was sticky by any means, sorry, buddy, you deserved it. And that was your payback.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. So anyway, I love you, Gabe.
I've done worse. I've done way worse. I'm not going to get into it. I've got stories.
Why the fuck not get into it?
No, dude. I've got various stories that I can't tell.
Drug stories are good stories, though.
I do have some good... Yeah, no, I can't tell some of those. Yeah, I can't tell those.
Can't tell those. That'll incriminate you.
But,
No incriminating here.
Yeah, no incriminating.
Plead the fifth.
They incriminate the shit out of me.
Yeah, okay. So, actually, to kind of change the subject a little bit, I was here last week at your house whilst you were recording your only album. How about that?
Yeah, man.
How did that go?
Well,
I know how it went. Tell the listeners how that shit went.
Well, since the first podcast, episode one, I had mentioned I was going to be recording an album soon and with my buddy Tony Yonke, who is a fantastic engineer. And he came over to the house. We set everything up. So yeah, screw it, let's do it. And yeah, man, we actually got down, actually like set everything up. I think Tony got here at about 5:36. We started getting setting up, and we were done by midnight. It was such the smoothest ordeal.
Well, okay, so for me, this is going to kind of like go back into interview mode for a second. For me, you know. Having a full band, it's a fucking full day process just to get set up. You know, you being acoustic and, you know, by yourself. I mean, I wasn't here for the setup. I mean, of course, obviously the guy's very, he's very mobile.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that was his mobile studio.
Right.
You know, he knows I'm comfortable here, so he right. wanted to do it for me.
No, my question is, did you have fun? Were you nervous at all? Like being on the spot? Like, I mean, because when you record, I mean, the way I look at it is I'm paying for money. I'm paying with money to do this. So it for me, it's like, I don't know, this is my time. You fucking serve me at this point.
Well, no, I was
did you feel like that, or were you more like just trying to get it?
Actually, it was, I just felt very fortunate that I had an engineer that wanted to work for me for free.
Yeah. He's a nice guy, by the way.
Yeah. Tony's great, man. Yeah, just the super nicest guy. And it was just excited to be recording something that he actually gave a crap about.
Yeah.
And then to be doing it on a site and with a type of music where it was...
comfortable.
It was just comfortable.
No, and
it
was, have you heard any,
so it was comfortable for me.
Have you heard any of it yet?
I've heard all the rough.
Yeah.
But we did it in
a way...
Are you
happy with it? Or?
Well, yeah, I think so. Because I wanted to get a one-track take of everything. So it's we mic the guitar, you mic the vocals.
Yeah, you do it live.
And you do it.
Yeah, you do it live. You don't track and do like multiple tracks where you're doing layover guitars and secondary vocals.
And I like that. I like that really authentic feel of just getting it, and for lack of a better word, it's real.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got the noise of the room, which is in here. And this room just works for noise in general. It's really nice.
Yeah, we actually set it up really nicely. Just kind of happened to work really well. And once we actually kind of got all the mics set up and everything like that, everything just clicked.
Yeah,
really, really well.
That's good.
And so it's a 4-track demo, or a 4-track EP. I don't know what you want to call it.
I'm excited to hear it.
I think I'm going to be calling it "Off the Hops on the Rye."
It's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, and I like that title, which I just came up with like maybe 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
When he was like, "Why are you just drinking whiskey?" I was like, "I'm off the hops. I'm on the rye, dude. I'm fat, dude.
I understand.
I'm super fat, dude. I just need to not drink so much beer. So I'm off the hops and on the rye." But it went really, really, really well, and Tony is also mastering all of it.
Yeah,
and so it's gonna be out. Hopefully, well, he's going to be done with it hopefully this week, and I hope to have it out for purchase.
Are you doing only electronic, or are you going to have solid copies?
Well, I've got an idea. I wanted to put it up for free. I really, 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 really did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's not feasible.
That's not fair to you either.
I'm not so much concerned about that. I'm more concerned about. Like, I'm not trying to make any fucking money. It's 4 songs.
You start making money, or someone else is making money.
You know what? I honestly just don't care. Like, I just don't,
business, brother.
Like, I'd rather just kind of get it out to the ears.
I hear you.
And I'm kind of working off of the Kevin Smith format, which is you put it out, the audience will find you.
Right.
And if you put it out in enough mediums, the more people it'll reach. So I want to get it out there just so, you know, if people like it, cool.
Well, okay.
If they don't, they
won't. My question is, if people do like it, then, you know, say you have, you know, these douchebag booking agents and promoters that want to put you on a show, what's going to happen then? I mean, because they're going to hear you. I mean,
we've
gotten tons of shows off
that. That's not the way the world works anymore, man.
The hell it does. I'm still getting, we get shows off of just YouTube videos. You know, and so
I'm gonna say that.
Would you be willing to play shows if someone called you and said, "Hey, I saw your or I heard your stuff online, and I really like you. I'd like to come play this show." Would you do it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I guess I would.
It's that easy, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Well, like, there's
no. I'm saying, is that easy for you to just say yeah? Because I can't get you on a fucking stage to save my life, and we've talked about this 1,000 fucking times.
Well, I mean, now it's getting to a point to where I'm like pursuing it more.
Good.
And before, when it was kind of more of a pipe dream, now it's more of a reality. So it's like, well, don't treat it like a pipe dream. Treat it like a reality. So, and then running off, because I've learned a lot from Kevin Smith and his platform, which is don't try and appease everybody. Just put it out there.
Right.
The audience will find you.
Right.
And so I'm trying to stick to that. And I really wanted to put everything out there for free, but unfortunately, you cannot put stuff for free on iTunes.
Nope, you can't.
You cannot
Bandcamp. You can though.
You cannot put stuff up for free on Google Play.
Yeah,
and those are the big two.
Yeah. Well, Bandcamp is good. I mean, like I said before, is with Bandcamp. You know, or I say before when I was talking to you on the side, is that with Bandcamp. I mean, The only problem is that there's no built-in advertisement. You have to push your shit, you know, to make sure everybody sees it.
What I think would be fun is if I put it out there on iTunes and Google Play for, like, say, four songs for, say, $1.99.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Totally worth it.
I think that's less than you would pay for some apps on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, some ghost hunter
to
app,
even try. Yeah. You know, and then you don't ever use them again. So I think, you know, that's not unreasonable.
That's definitely fair, yeah.
And if you go ahead and get those, that's going to contribute to me having enough money to do a hard copy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the hard copy is not, I mean, it's more of a long process more than it is expensive, honestly.
Yeah. I just think it would be cool to have, like, say, 50 to 75
right.
of a hard copy and hand them out to people that want them. And if you want them, you could email me and just say, hey, man, send me one.
I think you're going
to
be surprised that
you wouldn't even have to fucking pay me for it. I'd be like, you already paid for it. Just email me. I'll send you one.
You'll be surprised with the reception you get on it. It's going to be good. You guys just keep your ears tuned because it'll be good. I promise. But anyway.
I don't know how to do the I don't know, man. I'm still kicking around the live portion of it. Like, kicking around doing shows again.
Yeah.
I've got to build up a little more repertoire of my originals. And you know what? Honestly, I'm going to have to do covers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unfortunately, that's the way it goes down.
Yeah, if I'm going to do a two-hour show, I'm going to have to do covers. Hey, dude, I don't have 2 hours worth of fucking music.
Fuck a two-hour show. I hate doing two-hour shows.
Yeah, well, you know.
But, you know, you're going to have some epic fails. And I say that only to be honest. You know, the first show I played... We actually went off without a hitch. I mean, granted, you know, we didn't know.
Did it really?
Yeah, actually went off without a hitch. Again, wow. We only played five songs for like 22
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, but geez, man, that's like the unicorn, dude.
Right, it went off without a hitch. Now, the third or fourth show, I want to say, it was at least the fourth show. Might have been the sixth show. I can't remember. It's been a while. We actually played in the same place that we had our first show. Only what they failed to mention to us was it was like a... had to have been close to a 50th anniversary or not a 50th like reunion, high school reunion. So there's a bunch of fucking like old senior citizens in here. And the owner of this place is like, I don't know. She's pushing 80 easily.
Wait. So I can remember the first podcast you asked me.
Yeah.
Is it going to run out all the old ladies? Pretty much. Is why, right? Because you had that experience.
There was two sides of this because, here was the deal.
Was Matt just killing?
No, Matt wasn't even in the band at that point.
Oh, I just assumed that.
No, you know, this
if he was there, he would have been slaying some
old ladies.
Old ladies.
Oh yeah, bagging some. Anyway, sorry, Matt. You're not even here to defend yourself.
I'm sorry, dude.
But no, we get there, and actually beforehand, we'd actually all ridden up there together. We went and loaded all of our stuff up, you know, from the studio and. We were on the way up there. Well, I had been going through, like, some pretty stressful times in my life. You know, I mean, I was, you know, my brain was kind of all over the place. And I was stressed in my real life. And then I had this, like, fake life, which was being on stage.
What year was this?
This was 2008.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
And so there was a lot of stress going on in my life at that time. You know, a recent breakup and, you know, various other things.
I didn't realize Grizzly was that old.
Yeah, we're working on... Well, I mean, we're not that old. I mean, we're working on 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's still a good time period. When were y'all playing? I remember one of the first times I saw y'all play was at the roller derby over in Texas City.
Yeah, in Texas City. That's been 2-3 years ago now.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. My timeline is all askew. But anyway, yeah, I don't know, nonetheless, like a lot. We get there, and like I said, I had all this stress going on, you know? And we were in the vehicle that we're going up there, and everybody's talking, and I'm kind of having this like mild panic attack, you know, already, you know, and it's like early in the day, and every time I'm talking, like I feel like I'm hyperventilating, and so I'm like getting lightheaded every time I talk. So I'm like,
your
shit,
butthole's all tied up.
Yeah, I'm just like my vision is going black, you know. Yes, my butthole is getting tight. And then I get to the show.
We're not gods, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I get to the show.
Our butthole's tighten up.
Yeah, I get to the show.
Sorry, I had to throw a little funny in there for a second.
You know, I get to the show, and we start setting up and everything, and I'm feeling okay. And we get about three songs in. Maybe it's the fourth song. and everything was good. And I messed up a line. I forgot words to the song. And as soon as that happened, I couldn't see. My vision went out. Like I was going out.
Oh shit.
Now up to this point, we had already been asked 3 times to turn down, which if you know us, if you ask us to turn down, we turn up. So we were being threatened to
I've seen to weddings be, you play at.
Yeah, to be unplugged at this point. And so I'm just like full blown panic attack at this point. I missed a line. I screwed it up. I turned around to the guys and I can't see anything. Like my eyes, I've gone full blackout about to pass out on stage because I'm just that nervous. And I pull a string off my guitar and I was like, I'm done. And that was in the middle of the 4th song. We still had like 3 more songs to play that night. And I walked off stage and damn near just fell out. Like I was that close to passing out.
Damn.
Yeah. So someone brought me some orange juice to kind of bring up my blood sugar or whatever, and I started feeling a little bit better. Well, the guys in the Wayward Sons, because we happened to play with them again.
Nice.
Randy had gotten on the mic and explained to everybody, which was hilarious at the time, that we had been, quote-unquote, jet-lagged, and we were just really tired, and he apologized profusely for our piss poor performance, basically. And actually, up to that point, it was fantastic up until I just basically lost it and I was about to throw up and pop on stage. You know,
yeah, fucking terrible.
So it was a major fail. My point being is, when you go back to it and you're doing regular shows, you know, I would keep your expectations on, you know, as low as possible for yourself so that you just have a good fucking time up there.
Oh yeah, man. Like I do have like a little bit of a. You know, with the rock star style, fantasy dream.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of has that, like, oh, you're kind of rolling around in a van.
Yeah,
with a bunch of stinky dudes. Going show to show, yeah. Doing, like, partying like crazy and playing shows and making money and stuff like that. Right. Man, you got to balance that shit, man.
Yeah. You really know? Do. I mean, I make a
decent living. And so for me to, like, you know, go out and play shows.
Take that step, yeah.
I take a little bit of a loss.
A little bit? Yeah, no, you take a full fucking frontal is what you get because
yeah.
You don't make any fucking money doing this, I promise you.
But, you know, but it's the same way of like, you know, why are we doing, you know, this show right
well,
here?
And like you said, because, you know, getting on
because you love it, you know?
Yeah, getting on the road, I mean, dude, like you, it's... It's the dream. It's what you want to do.
If somebody told me I could quit my job right now where I make $70,000 a year and make $30,000 a year living in a van playing music, I'd take it in a second.
Dude, if you could make $10,000, you'd be lucky.
Well,
I'll put it that way.
We'll just say I wouldn't take that job then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, you know, it comes back to, like I said, you know, you
I'm
have,
an old man, dude.
Yeah.
I'm an old man.
But, you know, any musician, they want to, you know, they want those road stories. You know, those,
by the way, I'm only 31.
You know, they want those road stories and be able to, you know.
Hell yeah.
I said something, you know, to my wife the other day, you know, because, you know, she is my wife and I love her to death and, you know, she always has that in the back of her head, like, you know, are you ever going to settle down, you know?
Right. And, I love her to death, too.
Yeah. And I told her, I said...
Wait, hold on.
Wait.
When we were doing the... Was it the recording? No, she wasn't over here for the recording.
No.
I think y'all just came over to have burgers.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Chad went into business mode, and we were talking about the podcast, hanging outside by the fire and everything like that. And Becky and my old lady, Tam...
Oh, God.
Or, like, we're just, like... I don't know if they were bored or just like irritated with us doing business crap. Next thing I know, Becky's got her fucking pants down, her ass cheeks smashed on my fucking windows.
And all I had to say is, do you not know my wife?
I was like,
my wife has no shame when it comes to things
like
that.
I gotta clean those. And then, like a good girl, she turned around, wiped the ass grease off.
There you go. My wife doesn't have a greasy ass, just so you know.
She does not. She does not.
But, you know, you fucking diverted me like a son of a bitch. I was steering this motherfucker for a second.
You don't drive this ship.
Yeah, well, apparently I don't. Ah, oh, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Something about road stories, and I probably had a couple of them that were...
Not sure, but I got a segment.
What?
I do have a little segment, man.
All right, just bring us into it.
Yeah, let me try and like, have some direction at all. I want to do a little segment about what I'm listening to and what you're listening to.
Oh, go right ahead.
So what I want to do is a Chad, what are you listening to right now that I am not?
Oh, well, actually, since you put it that way, because I actually had a plan for that when you were going to ask me, and I was going to talk about, you know, Lucero, but you're listening to that too.
We'll just do a little album review then.
Okay, well,
what do you got?
Okay, so anybody, again, that knows me knows that I'm a huge fucking fan of Ben Nichols and Lucero.
God damn.
Go ahead and make your jokes. Go ahead and make your jokes now, because we all understand it and I get it. Trust me, I do. But anyway, all I have to say about Women in Work, or Work and Women, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, it's Women in Work. It's okay. Lucero's Women in Work.
So here's the deal. To me, it bastardized what Lucero is all about.
I think so.
It really did. It feels
like a contract pushed.
Yeah,
album.
It was very forced. Ben Nichols, if you listen to this, and I doubt you ever will, for fuck's sake, dude, get back to your roots. Do what you do. Make it fucking real again.
Yeah, Lucero is definitely one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yeah.
Attic Tapes, the self-titled, Tennessee, all of them are fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah.
And have been huge influences in my writing style.
Well, same here, obviously. I mean, Grizzly, I mean, it's a major influence, but it, you know, the thing about it is, and I've told you this before, but I'll explain again, if, in my opinion, personally, if Overton had been this new album, I think it would have been on point. It would have been, Overton's an amazing album, and I feel like that they blew their wad too early, and it sucks because of that, because Overton got them the notice from the record label
I don't feel they blew it at all.
I do. I'm hoping to God that they come up with something better, because that shit was awful. I mean,
it's just not.
I'll put it this way: like any track on there, if you know Overton and for whatever reason at this point you haven't, because it's been out for what, you know, 9 months at least.
Overton?
Yeah. No. Women at Work.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. At least 9 months. If you haven't heard it yet, I'll put it this way. Listen to The Devil and Maggie May.
That's such a good goddamn song.
And then listen to Sixes and Sevens. And now repeat that 12 times on another album. And that's what you get for the new album. Not that it's bad. It's just that someone told Ben that he needs to take singing lessons. And he started singing awfully.
I don't think that's it. Dude,
I'm telling you.
I think it's that they, they lost their guitarist. And then Ben was the new rhythm guitarist.
Well, he's always played, but I don't know. They've lost and gained and this, that, and the other.
Something changed. Something changed.
A lot of things changed. I'll tell you what exactly changed. They got into a contract. That's what changed. That was fantastic. You just overfilled
your cup. This is really cheap carpet.
Well, you're making a mess, bro.
I don't care. It's my house.
But anyway, in my opinion, I will give it, like, because there's a couple songs on there that aren't terrible, and I know that was actually a really unplanned and very bad fucking review, because I honestly overall hate it, but I would give it maybe like a 3 to 4 out of 10.
Wow,
personally.
3 to 4 out of 10?
Yeah, it's that bad. Like, and I'm a huge fan,
man,
don't get me wrong.
I would at least give it a 5.
Nah, it's not, I'll put it this way, when I bought it, I listened to it 3 times, and I have not listened to it since.
Yeah, I know, I haven't either. I'd honestly use it as a coaster more than I would have something to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the water
That's
off your...
That's so disappointing, dude. So
it really was. What do you listen to?
And
you always listen to shit I don't listen to, because I don't listen to anything.
Well, this is going
to
be something wildly different.
Uh-oh. Everybody drink. He said wildly.
Oh, damn it.
He said wildly. Everybody, it's a drinking game.
Damn it.
It's a drinking game from now on.
Did not mean to say that. It is except... fantastically different.
If you say fantastically again, everybody drink.
All right, goddammit. right now, my new favorite album is, I'm going to let my ye old nerd flag fly. And I'm going to say, man, I feel almost moderately ashamed, but you know what? Yeah, you know what? Fuck it.
Everybody has a guilty pleasure.
The original soundtrack to Battlestar Galactica Season 1.
Oh, man, you're such a pussy. I swear to God.
wonderful album, man. I want to throw out something a little different.
Wow. And you're harping on me? Really?
Over the African shit?
Dude.
My shit's real composed, beautiful music, and that shit's crap.
About a bunch of robots in space.
No, it's not. It's fucking beautifully composed classical music.
I'm not sure why we're on this show today.
There is a fucking polar opposite. There's a scientific study done.
Oh, shit. He's going scientific.
That classical music shuts down your peripheral neurons to help you focus on whatever your attention is on. I.e., so if you're studying, classical music is what you want to listen to. Or if you're trying to write, or if you're trying to balance your checkbook, listen to classical music. And this guy, Bear McCree, it's a capital M, lowercase c, capital C, Erie, Bear McCree.
Erie.
Bear McCree. Is a wonderful contemporary composer. He does all the music for Walking Dead, for Eureka, okay, for Battlestar Galactica, for Capricorn, and everything like that.
Galactic geek.
I know. God damn it. I'm. Yeah.
I gotta give a shout out to my sister because she's also a galactic geek as well.
Well, it's a goddamn great show, but Bear McCree is a wonderful contemporary composer, and I have not seen, being in band. When I was for 9 years,
mm-hmm.
and always subjected to Beethoven and Mozart and Tchaikovsky, and it always old, mm-hmm. old, wonderful, beautiful classical music. Contemporary composers do not exist.
Yeah, well,
he is literally the only contemporary composer I know of.
Well, what about the dude from the Trans-Siberian?
I will say that I don't know that because...
Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
No, I know who Trans-Siberian Orchestra is. But I don't like it because it's all holiday-themed. Well, and it's so, like, overtly, like, 80s style, like, thrash metal.
Well, I would say hair metal. I wouldn't even say hair metal. It'd be
it's just hair guitar.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, gotcha.
But
Stadium
the,
Rock.
But the Bear McCree is wonderful, man. I've been able to like really like when I'm writing or studying or even lifting weights. It's worked out really, really well.
It just
really helps me keep me focused.
All right. So you're giving this a good thumbs up on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say if you want something a little different that is aside from your general rockabilly or metal or good old rock fashion rock and roll, that could
maybe... I don't think classical is actually a genre. I think it's just classical.
Oh, yeah, classical is a genre, asshole. If you want just something a little different to listen to and see how it works out in your life, yeah, listen to a little classical.
I mean, it's definitely not something you're going to listen to in a strip club.
Oh, fuck. If I saw Cinnamon or Mercedes Mustang dancing to Bear McCree, I would give her all my money. I would lay the dollar on the stage. She would come up and she would go, "These are not the droids you're looking
These
for.
These are not the droids you're looking for."
All my money would go away.
I've always wanted to be a strip club DJ, man. Something about a strip club DJ.
It is alluring.
Yeah, what is
so skeezy?
What is the day in the life of a fucking strip club DJ? I mean, really.
Just growing your ponytail.
Yeah, getting fat all day long. Yeah. I mean, for real, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, these guys, they have like the perfect radio voice. You know, they're like, "Stacy, come to stage two, Stacy. You know, come on, put some greenery on the scenery, boys." You know, and then they're like, then they have like that weird moment at all times where they're like, "Oh, Bambi, come to the booth, please. Your father,
shadow box.
Yeah, come to the booth, please. Your father is on the line. He's looking for his car.
Please don't make this into a situation."
I mean, they gotta make $0. I can't imagine them making any money.
They make tip outs on all those girls.
I don't know,
They actually make more money than the girls.
I will say that there is a strange allure. I'd love to. I mean, but at some point, it's got to make you like...
You'll have to do it once.
Yeah, once. You know what I mean? Like, you
gotta learn, if that was your life?
Yeah. You know what I mean? You gotta learn all the phrases, though, like the greenery on the scenery, cheese between the knees, you know, like whatever.
Those are wonderful phrases. Know, how did you know those?
I don't know. I just made that shit up.
I don't know either.
I made the cheese between the knees up, but the greenery on the scenery, I've heard that one a couple times.
I feel like you're born for this trade.
Hey, you know, I mean, it's what I do. But, anyway, well, shit, what time we got? Man, we got like 10 more minutes to talk about shit. What else you got on your list?
We got 10 more minutes?
Talk about? I mean, I've got stuff, and I've pretty much hit most of them. I've written down some random topics. Whiskey dick story.
Whiskey. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not about me. I'd never had whiskey dick.
What else? What? Bullshit. And what other topics do you got?
Oh, let's see. Road stories. I tried to bring that up, but you fucking ixnayed that. Really, everything else I've pretty much hit. Other than how much I hate booking agents and promoters.
Well, okay, I got a story.
Go ahead.
Well, while we were doing my recording for the album, the 4-track EP, No Hops, All Rye, or whatever the fuck it was.
Whatever you decided to call
it. Yeah, I'm actually going to have to go back and listen to this and go, what is my album called?
Once again, we are drunk, so... And we've been getting drunk.
My fantastic, wonderful friend Nikolai came over, and he is in a new relationship that he's been in for 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. So he's getting married and having kids. Wedding bells?
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, yeah.
Dude, call that fool right now.
No, I call... No, working. I know. He's fucking engaged every fucking 3 weeks. I told him he's fucking full on retarded.
You never go full retarded, and he's gone full retarded.
And I love him for it. The chick is great. Oddly enough, okay, my real name is Jonathan Batten. Her name, Mandy Batten.
Weird.
Yeah, weird.
Weird.
Yeah, it's super weird.
I read something the other day, actually, talking about that.
She's a great chick, though.
All blue-eyed people have one ancestor in common.
Really?
Yep.
That is weird.
Look it up on I Fucking Love Science on Facebook.
I Fucking Love Science is an actual page?
Yep.
Well, I'm
and they have amazing stuff. Check them out. They're out of England.
Well, that's awesome. But so Nick calls me up. Yeah, I'm getting engaged, all this and this and that. And I'm like, you're fucking retarded. I love you, you stupid, stupid, stupid bastard. And I'm like, great, dude. That's fucking wonderful. I'm glad you're happy. She's a great chick, all this and this and that. Well, he's got his guitar with him, and his guitar is this super cheap, like black lacquered piece of like Walmart crap.
Where'd he get it?
His ex-fiance gave it to him.
That explains everything.
Yeah. So he goes, "Hey, man, I want to break this. So why don't we get a video for
which we do have by the way,
which we do have and which will be going up after this episode.
Yes."
And he goes, why don't we get a video of us breaking this? And I was like, that's a great idea. You know, and we're severely drunk by this time. You know what's a better idea, Nikolai? If we can set it on fire.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, nothing.
Alcohol, fire, and a bunch of drunk dudes. Give me a break. There's nothing that could go wrong, actually.
So so Nick breaks out the guitar. I literally fill it with lighter fluid. And oddly enough, Walmart lacquered instruments.
Not very flammable.
Really hard to start on fire.
Yeah, it took us a while.
And but we got a nice little video of him, of Nick. I'm like, hey, Nick.
He's singing a song right in the middle of it, too.
It would be wonderful if you could sing a song of you hating your ex-wife or something like that. So Nick comes off the fly out of nowhere. This actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome little blues song about
little blues
hating his wife and setting her on fire.
Yeah.
I'm like, wonderful. And he's like, light this bitch on fire. And do fucking Chaz taking video. And I'm trying to light it on fire. It's not going. And
then Jonathan grabs the fucking the fucking lighter fluid as like as he's smashing it, and there's like the grass is on fire.
Yeah, at one point in the video, you can hear Chad going, "Your leg, your leg, there was, watch your leg."
There was like fucking flames down his leg while he was doing it. Again, nothing went wrong. Amazingly, somehow Anyway, we'll put this video up for you guys to watch. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
But it was fucking wonderful, man. Awesome. And Nick screaming about how much he hates his ex-wife. His guitar is on fire. His leg's on fire. Smashing on the ground. My yard's on fire. It was wonderful,
There's two burn spots in his backyard.
Yeah,
right,
so it's such a wonderful little
snippet.
Peek into what musicians do when they're not actually recording music. Right.
Well, you know, again, we're doing this campfire thing. This is kind of new to us, so hopefully you enjoyed us and you made fun of us plenty, and you can post all you want about it. I don't care. You know way more about us than most people do now at this point. We did have a couple guests that were potentially going to come in tonight. And
can we tell some of our potential guests?
Yeah, we can.
The next shows?
Yeah, well, tonight actually was supposed to, well, I say tonight. Technically, it was supposed to be Thursday, but Johnny Bad needs to get a calendar.
I drink a lot.
He didn't realize that it was supposed to be on Thursday. Tonight is Tuesday.
Tuesday to Thursday, the same letter.
Tuesday, what day is today? I don't even know what day it is.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, March 5th. And it was supposed to be Thursday, March 7th or something like that.
Well, but we do have some really good guests lined up
here
pretty soon.
Yeah,
I know we're going to have Samuel Barker.
Yeah, Samuel Barker. Again, we talked about him before.
Coming up probably next show.
Yeah, probably next one, yeah.
Probably next one. Come See My Dead Person is going to be coming up.
Yeah.
And that should be with at least in a show or two.
Right. Minx Delilah.
Minx Delilah is going to be
they're
fantastic.
Coming in.
Skeleton Dick?
I don't know. I'll have to talk to Chris. Chris and I go way back.
That's going
to
be really fun. They're very punk.
Yeah, extremely punk. I haven't even talked to them about it, but I could get them in.
That's going to be real fun, man. Yeah. I think so for being in an acoustic atmosphere.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be cool.
We'll also, again, we'll be doing these, to be perfectly honest, love you all. We're going to be doing these campfire things where we just talk
like
and bullshit, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But on the next one, we're going to have a local author, Junior Davila, a good friend of mine. And, you know, he's going to come in, tell some stories, and kind of plug his new movie that I happen to be in, as well as, you know, some of his short stories that he's got published and things like that. So he was actually supposed to be here tonight, but he wasn't feeling well. So, Junior, if you're listening, we're not counting you out on this one. We're just going to reformat the show for you.
Oh, I told him I'm blowing you off.
But anyway, Jonathan, tell everybody where you can find us.
I just say Johnny.
Johnny, I can't. Now you got me started on Jonathan. And
I fucking hate it. So
whatever.
Fucking
Johnny,
hard.
Tell everybody where you can find us and how to get a hold of us.
You can find us over at Facebook at thegrizzlyshow.com.
Well, no, it's facebook.com/thegrizzlyshow.
I'm sorry.
I'll do this for you if you want me
to. Okay, you can also find us at thegrizzlyshow.podomatic.com, which
go.
Is our host site right there. You can also find us over at Twitter at thegrizzlyshow.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet us anything.
Anything.
Tweet us, is that?
Yeah, tweet. I think it's just called twit.
Yeah, just tweet.
Just tweet us.
No, it's tweet.
Tweet
no,
us,
it's
yeah.
tweet.
Yeah.
It's fucking tweet.
Right, it's tweet.
You know,
yeah.
We're hip. Tweet with it.
Yeah, tweet us. Actually, please, by all means, follow us, because I think we've got like 4 followers right now. So on Twitter, anyway.
But tweet us some questions that you might.
Yeah,
like
or even subject matter for us to talk about, or maybe you've listened to an album that you would like us to listen to. And
please, by all fucking means, if you have some music and you're a band in the Houston area, or hell, fuck that, if you're in the Austin area or the Dallas
yeah, anywhere,
area.
Anywhere, Texas.
Give us some music. We yeah. will play it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we will play it.
We'll play it. We'll get it out to all 6 or 7 of our listeners, and
that's
6 or 7 more than what you...
Lord in fucking bullshit, we actually have a fucking decent...
That's not the point.
Some decent listeners.
It's called humility. That's not even a word. Humility is not a word. I just made that shit up.
The humility.
It's being
like surrender.
Humbleness. Humbleness.
But we will get you out to maybe 1 or 2 ears that didn't listen to it before.
Right.
And that's part of it. So give us all your music. We will fucking play it. And we would love to have you on the show if you can be on the show.
Yeah. And mind you, we don't make any money doing this. This is all on our free
time.
And
it's absolutely
so
on our free time.
If you think that, you know, you're going to be making money off of us playing your shows, it's not going to happen.
Lord knows I ain't making shit. And if you want to email us anything, be it MP3s of your songs or questions or inquiries of maybe you possibly being on the show, thegrizzlyshow@gmail.com.
And you can also find us on iTunes the same way.
Make sure that you check us out on Facebook. Make sure you check us out on Stitcher. oddly enough, there's a weird programming thing where Stitcher doesn't recognize our downloads.
Really?
Well, along with our Podomatic downloads. If you can support our Podomatic downloads.
Yeah. Well, or either
views,
way.
We would prefer that. But,
well, I know we have some listeners that are listening on Stitcher.
Yeah, I actually got some. Yeah, we got some decent numbers off of Stitcher.
I'm gonna say hello to my mother because I know she's listening to this right now.
Oh, that's nice. I'm really depressed.
I'm sorry.
Really
I'm sorry you don't like
so much.
Yeah, I'm sorry you don't like my foul mouth.
Talked about drugs.
Yeah, we did too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay. Mama Grizzly.
Anyway, well, we're at 1 hour, and thank you guys so much for listening. And we're gonna get the hell out of here. Actually, I take that back. We're not going to get the hell out of here. I'm going to record a new song right after I get off of here that I just wrote like 2 days ago.
Bonus track.
And then I'm going to drink some more beer and go to bed after that in Johnny's bed.
Yeah, so good night.
See you later.
Johnny Badly.
Have a good one. I'm Chad Grizzly. This is The Grizzly Show. Hope you enjoyed it.
I'm Johnny Bad. It's The Grizzly Show. Late.